Hi, this is a discussion for patient Jeremy Pointsis Johnson. First name Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-I. Last name Pointsis-Johnson. Jeremy Pointsis Johnson, date of birth 3-4-91, date of accident 4-9-2-32, and the service is 13-2-22. Patient presents the issue of pain in the right shoulder as the main issue, and he was injured on 4-4-2022. Since then, he has been seen at Northern Radiology. He is seen neurologist because of his abnormal finding in the brain. He has had EEG, NAIME exam. He has done physical therapy for more than 5-6 months. And the records of which are not available to me at the time. The MRIs have sent, and at this time, the patient has been reviewed. His pain level is between 4 to 6. Some pain in the lower back and neck is also reported to the level of 4. The shoulder pain is 10. Right side. The patient reports 40% improvement in the pain. And his ADLs are reported to be around 6 in most categories, which include general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life. System review, mild headaches, vision disturbance, poor vision, difficult sleeping, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. Denies any dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, fainting, blackout, seizures, or any other major issues or TBI. In the pain and numbness patient has the stiffness of the right shoulder as the worst, and neck stiffness, lower back stiffness. He also has pain in the lower back and the right shoulder. And reports of numbness in the shoulder area. No trouble walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble in swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or the breath. Last 30 days, patient has no changes in the pain level and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss. He reports that he has a hospitalization where he has a surgery on both legs to remove the screws in both the ankles and nails, and now the pain animal, and no weight loss or any other trauma is reported, and current pain medications were Percocet. Substance abuse is alcohol and marijuana. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 128 over 4, pulse is 17, pulse of 100. So the exam is same from previous visit of 11-28-2022, dictation number 1209-012. Kindly just do the exam for right shoulder and then neck and lower back in spinal examination only. Thank you. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to refer this gentleman to orthopedic surgery, Dr. Zoma, for the complete rupture of supraspinal tendon of the right shoulder. The MRI has been enclosed. The patient has been advised about injection treatment also. If he chooses to get them, we'll be more than happy. He has HIV positive. He has multiple scars, 2-inch on the forehead, 4-inch on the cervical spine for various previous surgery of C1 and C2 fixation, and then multiple scars on both sides for other injuries. So we are waiting for the IME report to arrive, and he will be seen in 30 days' time. For now, for pain, we have removed the Percocet and started Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 every 12 hours, 50 tablets to last over a month. Only if there is a severe pain, he can take that. Other than that, there is no other treatment. Previously, he was provided naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, and Lidocaine gel that he can continue.